The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the No Nonsense Show. We live in the building. I got Jay Smooth with the what rhymes with triple?
Metro PCS phone. What are you talking about?
What's up, Jay Measy? Welcome back, bro.
Why does something have to rhyme with triple? I don't get it. What does that mean?
I was trying to do some shit like last week when I said Jay Smooth and the Fab 2 or some shit like that. You said that don't sound right. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I was trying to be Jay Mac to the punch tonight and do some crazy shit.
So, that's like all. Treacherous 3, Treacherous 3?
You know what? That's what we'll start running with, the Treacherous Trio.
And who was that? That's you, your ego, and who else? Your stomach.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
And the Holy Spirit.
Jay Mees, why you gotta be looking like that? Looking like emoji.
Man, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for your joke, man. I know it's coming.
Hey, I miss you last week, big dog. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We like that three-legged stool. I'm glad you're back, big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how was the three-legged stool? Was it good?
Nigga, we kept it moving, nigga. Hey, when one leg go down, nigga, we still had a balance. You with me?
Mm-mm.
So, you know, it's all good. Welcome back, though, man.
I got a bone to pick with one of my co-hosts, though.
Who's that?
Oh, okay, who that?
I don't know how the fuck you get diplomatic immunity on fucking everything, be honest. Like, you're fucking Teflon Don.
What do you mean?
Nigga, this nigga, he could recommend the fucking trashiest movie ever invented. We're not talking about the platform. That shit was still fucking whack. I watched that shit like 3 different times in 4 different languages. Nigga, that shit still sucks. But be honest, fucking hit me up. And I didn't want to get into it because he just kind of threw it out there and he did it slick, right? He's like, yeah, you seen Arkansas? And I'm like, nah, I never fucking heard of no shit called Arkansas. But if you got the hookup like we got, my IPTV, you can see the shit that's in the movie theaters. I don't know where
It's not out yet. It comes out May 5th.
You know,
hey, how can I bootleg y'all? Can I bootleg y'all shit? Can I get a sign on?
My first problem with Arkansas is that they spell Kansas Kansas. They say Kansas Kansas.
Dude, you a doctor. You can't do this. You're going to have to do better, man. Come on.
No, but Arkansas
Come on,
hey, where do you live at? Nah, stop it. Where do you live at, French Reggie?
Kennesaw.
Okay, and it ends in what?
S-A-W.
Is he fucking froze? What's going on with French Reggie? Is that me or is that him?
He thinks you're trying to walk him. He doesn't know what you're talking about because he doesn't know what the movie is.
Hey, I just wanted to know
what the fuck the name of the town was. I think he's froze. He cannot look like that the entire time.
That nigga might be froze.
Hey.
All I'm saying is that you got to be some backwards ass. Kansas looks like Kansas, not Arkansas. It don't look like Arkansas.
Come on, man. But you're anyways, a doctor. You got to be smarter.
That movie? Come on, man. That movie?
That's what I tell you. I said it was a quirky
drug dealer. See, this is how you get away with it. See, this is how you get away with recommending trash movies.
No.
You grouped me in.
I did not recommend it. Listen to what I said. Listen to what I said. You know, when I say something, I am like, I highly recommend this. I highly recommend this. I told you, if I don't say that, I'm just telling you a movie that you might want to watch. Remember, I even said to you, I'm not even sure if it's good. But the idea is just, you know, it's one of them kind of movies where you'll watch it just so you can talk about it. But it's not like, it isn't going to change your life. I told you that. Stop lying. I told you that.
Listen. I'm going to read you verbatim what you said.
All right.
I said, it's good, You said different.
Different. I didn't say it was good. Hold on. Stop there.
You know I like different.
Stop there. You said is it good? Stop there. You said is it good? What I say? Just the one text back. What
you
I say?
Says different.
Different.
That's like the girlfriend that she be like, hey, look, is she cute? She be like, man, she wild though. Like she a freak.
Right.
Like
right. You so know what she mean? Didn't say she was cute. She said she was wild. She giving you what you want.
So, and then he said, never seen one of those before. And then don't know how I feel about it. So now I'm really fucking tripping, right?
I don't know how I feel about it. He's conflicted. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it. So what it is it's like you're teasing with the hot thigh highs and all of that shit. You know those are all triggers.
No.
You don't know. If you don't know how to feel about it, then that there's something to that. So I got to go check it out.
Here's the thing, and, right? So if you were to tell me something like that, what I would say is, oh, this ain't a movie I got to watch right now, but it's something I'll watch when
I'm
bored.
That's what I said about Fracture.
Nah, nigga.
That's what I told you about Fracture.
You was like, this shit is good, B. You gonna like this one. I think I finally found one you gonna like. You were highly recommending that shit, and it was trash. What I was telling you was, this is not the greatest movie I've ever seen. What I've never seen is a quirky drug dealer movie. Those two things don't go together. I can't name another quirky drug dealer movie, but this one was. Kind of like how Gross
Point Blank. It was like Letterkenny.
Letter who?
It was like Letterkenny Mint meets fucking... New Jack City.
What's Letterkenny, man? What's that?
You never heard of Letterkenny?
No. What's that?
It's on what's that? Hulu?
Nah. Listen, just like Gross Point Blank.
It's a series.
Just like Gross Point Blank was an assassin movie, but it was like a dark comedy. How that was quirky and weird. Right. Like I don't know another movie like that. That's what this was. It was a quirky drug dealer movie. Like, what? Those don't go together normally. So you have to admit it was a different movie, right? It was a different kind of movie.
After all is said and done, I'm just fucking with you. I like that shit. She was cool.
Really? Really?
She was cool. It didn't have a fucking ending. The ending did not suck. You know what I mean? It could have had a sucky ending. I was cool with the way it ended.
Okay. So now you understand why I said, hey, man, you should watch it. I'm not saying it's the greatest movie. I'm not saying it's, you know, something that changes the game. But it's just one of those movies where, like, dang, I've never seen anything like it before. I've never heard of the writer. Yeah, I've never heard of the director. It had John Malkovich in it. You know what I'm saying? That's a weird... You know, John Malkovich is in weird-ass movies, so...
There was who else was in it, too?
Vince Vaughn. And then the Thor's brother, Liam Hemsworth. And then
he is Thor, wasn't he?
No, that's Thor's brother.
No.
Oh, so you know... So who... Okay, so which one was in Extraction? Because I thought that was the same dude.
And Extraction? No, that's his brother. Have you seen that? That's his brother.
Okay, that's the brother.
That's
okay.
Thor. Thor is in Extraction. That is Thor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they look alike a little bit.
I thought they were the same dudes. I can't tell why. Are all white people starting to look alike?
Well, I mean, they're fucking brothers. Extraction, what?
Hey, okay. Damn, man. Was Extraction the one where that nigga died at the end?
Damn, Smooth. No, that's
just
not it.
Straight to the end, huh? Right. Just to the end?
Hey,
that's the only part you want to tell people about.
That little motherfucker that cut the slit in his face with the finger gone, nigga, pop and said, let me get a shot at him. Like, damn.
If you want to see...
You don't tell it all.
Yeah, he's telling it all. If you want to see a Extraction...
Is it new?
It's brand new, yeah.
Is it new?
It's brand new.
Yeah, on Netflix.
If you want to see that movie, I suggest you watch Man on Fire with Denzel. It's better. It's a better movie like that.
Yeah.
The special effects aren't
Denzel,
good.
Have you...
I shed a tear, man.
So I watched 7 pounds again.
No, hold on. Man on Fire? Man on Fire? I shed a tear. I ain't gonna lie. And one tear came down my eye.
Yeah, at the end with that sad Mexican music.
The bridge, going across the bridge. Yeah, going across the bridge was sad as a motherfucker.
That shit was sad, right? Yeah. It was like Jesus. It was like Black Jesus. He was sacrificing himself for her.
For a little white girl.
Yeah. What she called him in that movie? Tiki Bear? What was she called? What was the nigga name?
I don't remember.
That's what, I forget the little girl. Yeah, that was good.
I just posted in the Slack room, and this is a so fucking underrated movie. I don't know. I've liked this since day one. It's Running Scared. Not the one with... Gregory Hines and fucking
the one that you left me the DVD and I didn't watch.
The one with the what's his Fast and Furious white boy. Paul Walker.
Yeah, that was pretty rugged, man. That was a rugged movie.
No, especially how it switched to the fucking child pornography people.
Don't remember.
And then you're like, how the fuck? That just came out of nowhere. And you're like, what the fuck? And then bitch kept that hoe in the face. And I was like, ooh. Yeah. Right, anyways. But I'm glad to be back, y'all. Hey, French Reggie, remember? You got to be careful of the faces you make, French Reggie, because your shit's slow, so it's freezing up quite often. And you be stuck in some ugly-ass faces. So just keep, like, hold smile. Your best face at all times.
Just smile the whole time.
Like, just as long, see how long you can hold your best face.
This nigga is data playing. He peeking.
Smooth, you're in a car, obviously on your phone. How dare you say somebody's on a data plan?
Hey, I forgot my damn charger. Be honest, shit.
That nigga battery gonna go dead on the on the show.
Why don't you got a house, nigga?
Hey, I left out.
Fucking traveling circus ass nigga.
I left out. We have a show to do, but I left out.
No. But
I'm gonna tell you something. Work from the house. I hate this shit. I honestly fucking hate it. Nigga, I hate being in the. You know, it's, at least if you're in a building, you can walk around, and get away from the shit. Nigga, the house, nigga, is unless you in the motherfucking big ass castle, like Beyonce, where when you walk, it's like nigga, y'all got walkie talkies to talk to motherfucker across the house. Like my shit, nigga, you just like whisper, nigga, you can hear him in another room, yo, and you way across the fucking house, yo, nigga, give me a water,
nigga. You know what I'm saying? You had a residency. Have you filled out a census, nigga? Where did you tell the census you live?
He can't tell him.
You know what? You know what, J-Man? I got that shit and I threw that shit away, nigga. I figured that was spam mail, nigga. I just threw that shit away. I'm like, fuck it. I did. I got a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you guys an update. I wanted to update you. I just got an email text from my nigga.
Yeah, later.
He said, hey, quote, Donald Trump Jr., Mary, so this is from Junior. Junior sent me this shit. Mary, we're short of our goal with 3 days left to go. I don't know what goal they're doing and what's 3 days away. We're unlocking the three times Mitch for one more hour. Don't wait. Donate now.
Are you serious? You think that's really from Donald Trump Jr.? Come on, man. You're not that
naive. I don't know, man. It's colon.
Click the link.
It's like an official colon. It's not like a semicolon.
Click the link.
No, I'm afraid. I don't want to. I've never clicked the end.
If you click the link, they're going to take everything off that green dot card, nigga. They're going to wipe that bitch out.
Man, I was in Walmart.
I don't want them. I click it, they're going to know I'm not married. And then the jig is up.
But you're not getting anything out of it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But I'm still, no, I'm in the loop. I'm in the circle. This is a circle of trust.
Hey, man.
I'm on the inside.
Broke niggas
I'm
are
like the
hurting.
Black Klansman.
Broke niggas are hurting during COVID, man. I was in Walmart the other day. The money services line, yo, that shit was backed out outside of the money services area, outside to the regular, where the other regular people stand outside waiting in Walmart. It was another line for the money services people. They went back to the other side of the building. Yo, what's man, get a fucking bank account, broke people. At least have a bank account.
Title loan, too. No, man, I'm green dot, man. You got to stay off the grid.
You're not off the grid. You think Walmart don't have cameras?
It's not their fault. You know, if you're not.
Well, go ahead, Reg.
I said they can't have a bank account because the bank charge them a $12 fee if they're not bringing in $250 every 2 weeks or something like that.
Or you have to have a direct deposit.
Deposit coming in every month. If not, they're going to be charging a fee.
What is Smooth doing?
Yeah, but if they ain't making money like that, you can't blame them.
No, I can't.
$12.50?
He's being a fool.
Hey, how are you?
Oh. Hey, will you pick, pick up
doing all that shit.
COVID-19? Hey, J-Man, we supposed to be fucking social distancing. Motherfuckers getting this is why the fuck I don't like being in my car. Niggas get in your car when you just sit in the parking lot.
Whatever.
Where are you at where people just know you passing by though? What the fuck?
Hey.
It's a driveway.
Okay.
In somebody's driveway, right?
For the first topic.
Whatever.
Hey, go ahead and bring it on in, Francie.
He said in somebody's driveway, she said whatever.
You brought it in. You brought the whole topic in. Don't tell me to bring it in.
Hey, J-Mac. This chocolate fantasy, the one that was in the motherfucker in the room.
Wow.
And we're talking that shit.
It was supposed to be anonymous. It was supposed to be anonymous. You just front her to the world.
Whatever.
South Africa knows who chocolate fantasy is.
She want me to bring her out to the world, Frenchie.
Set her out.
She ain't ready.
Who ain't ready?
Hey.
No, I ain't saying set her out.
Damn.
I didn't say set her out to the world, didn't I?
I thought you said set her out.
Prince Reggie was ready, huh?
Yeah.
We want drinks.
Hey.
French Reggie, what's going French, on, man?
Frenchie said, get a full body. French Reggie said, get a full body pic. Let's see a full body pic.
Okay, so first of all, I'm sitting down, but I ain't fat, okay?
No, he didn't say
a fat ass.
He didn't say you were fat. You misunderstood. He wants to see you because he's into women.
Yeah.
And French, exactly. French Reggie like him thick.
He does.
Listen, I'm not fucking with nobody who fucks with Jay.
Why?
French. Hey, she said,
I don't fuck with Jay.
That is on some motherfucking fucking black racist shit. Like you sitting there kicking it with this nigga cuckooing and smiling and talk about I can't fuck with a motherfucker who fuck with this nigga that I fuck with. What kind of shit is that? Y'all made for each other. Y'all, I bet y'all end up married.
Oh my gosh, no.
How many times?
She let me get a sister wife.
The way she said, oh my God, it's a possibility.
How many times
she
have you been married?
Tone in the mind.
No, it is not a possibility. Hey. I do not know. No, not at
let
all.
Let me tell y'all right now, don't have no kids though.
Oh no.
I'm going to get a double dose of fucked up.
Listen,
I can tell
my
right
baby
now.
Is 19. My baby is 19. I'm done with kids. I don't even like kids.
Well, you're the wrong one. He with the wrong nigga. Right. You need to get up out of that car.
He love kids.
I love kids.
I mean, no. As long as I don't have to have any, that's fine. Like, as long as I don't have to have any, I'm good. He can love.
Oh, that's how he love me too. He love everybody else kids.
Right.
And that's how I am. And see, and I've already met Jada Poole. She, me and her good already, so okay. I can handle that.
All right.
You just don't lie. You didn't put my baby name out.
I said Jada Poole. That was her name.
Yeah, that could be all kind of stuff.
Right.
That is not a government name.
I'm just saying. Yeah, Frenchie. Go ahead, Frenchie. See the disturbance. Bring that shit in.
Yeah. Bring it in, Frenchie.
Wow.
I mean, we was talking about since this is Corona and we all quarantined, single men like me and Smooth, we still gotta get our groove on. We can't just stay in a house. So, you know, so, be honest, wanted to know how a single man get busy during this quarantine. And Jay Smooth, hey, you letting them know right now. You letting us know how you doing it.
French, I couldn't plan this shit no better. It's funny that we talking about this topic tonight, because I'm going to tell you, I ain't seen the motherfucker since this is the first time in a few weeks.
But tell them why, though. Tell them why.
Hey.
Tell them why.
Hey, look. And you
don't,
know what?
Don't
hold
be
on.
Telling half the story.
Hold on. We lie. I'm gonna tell a story. Hold on. Calm down.
Right.
Don't yell at those, Smooth. Just talk normal.
be honest. Hey, you know what? This quarantine time, man, J Man, this is the best time for.
Is this why we don't tell us why you ain't seen her in a fucking week, nigga?
Right.
Not a week. Weeks.
Okay, so the reason why he hasn't seen me in several weeks is because Jay on that bullshit and I ain't gonna play games with him and I cut him off.
So cut him off like what? Like no more pussy?
Cut him off.
No, my time, okay, is valuable.
You just want to cut him, right?
I don't even waste my time.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you, you may not listen to the show, but Jay Smooth say he don't hang around girls that he don't fuck.
Never.
Okay, so guess what? Jay Smooth lying to y'all. Yes, he do. I can tell you some other stuff he do. Like what?
Tell us.
Let me pull out these videos.
Oh,
hold
shit.
Hold on. Oh, don't do that.
Yo,
oh, my bad.
There's certain things that Jason I don't want to see.
But the world, the South Africa wants to see it.
Man, Zimbabwe want to see it. What about nigga out in Zozo out in motherfucking Switzerland? He want to see
it.
What's that website we can download that shit on, J-Mac? What's that shit you be on?
Pornhub.
You get paid for? The one J-Mac get paid for? What's that one?
Oh, that Chatterbait?
Chatterbait. Oh yeah, we can be on Chatterbait. You want to be on Chatterbait?
Nigga, bye.
You can wear a masquerade like
yeah,
mask.
That's good
shit.
Money. Yeah, we can do that angle way that we can see your face. Like we can just cover your faces. Like the way the camera angle will be, they don't even see your face.
They gonna see that nigga
go the next day. Nobody will ever know.
How many tattoos you got?
Oh, how many tattoos chocolate. I have? I just have one.
Yeah. Just one?
Oh,
I just have
one. Is it a dude's name?
Yeah, just one.
We'll put a patch on her like name.
No, she got hearts. She got hearts on her hand.
I got three little hearts.
On your hand?
That shit you get when you young and you don't know no better. Be honest, that's like that bullshit ass tattoo like I got on my fucking chest. You know what I'm saying? Some praying type shit. You know, you don't even really know no better. You know what I'm saying? That's what she fucking got, J Mac. Three fucking hearts. But it ain't that bad. It's better than my shit.
I mean, right. It's cute.
It is.
So, Jay Smooth,
have
so
you
how
been
you
able
get
to verify
business?
She don't have any other tattoos, Smooth?
Oh, no, that's it.
That's it. That's it.
Have you been able to verify Ashy Smooth?
What about birthmarks?
You got birthmarks?
No.
She don't have no birthmarks.
So when is the last time you guys had sex?
Damn.
What you say, J-Man?
I said, do his breast still smell like it? Has it been that recent?
No, it ain't been that recent.
Nigga, hey, so to your point, right? Like, we talk about this COVID-19 and that love, right? You know what I'm saying?
The verb.
Hey.
Abort.
Turn the ship.
Yeah.
Turn the ship.
Hey, because I ain't did that shit.
Yeah,
look,
right.
And she watching this shit live.
Okay. So she lied on you. I ain't never heard a girl lie on the pussy.
Oh, somebody else's about, dick.
Look, a nigga ate
I
the box.
I never heard a girl lie on another nigga's dick.
Right. It's okay if you ate the box. It's okay if you ate the box. You know me, day three, I'm already eating ass. So it's okay, bro. Like, it's okay if you ate the box.
Chocolate fantasy.
Wait a minute.
You don't eat ass.
You don't see that though?
You don't want your ass ate?
No, absolutely
yes, you
not.
Do.
I had it
yes,
done once, and I hated it, and I don't like it.
Okay.
He didn't do it right.
You know
that. Right. That's true. Yeah, he didn't know what he was doing.
No,
do you know that Smooth loves that shit?
Well, whatever. I won't be participating in none of that bullshit.
No. He don't want to do it to you. He wants you to do it to him.
Yeah, he's the other way around.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it seems like he was with that, huh?
No.
You know what? And it's not even that bad. I won't even.
Nigga, what the heck?
I hold my own ass shit.
Never happened. No.
Hey, this shit, I'm telling you, it's going to be straight when I get out of the shower. There might be a little water back there, but
you know
ain't
what?
That bad.
Why don't you get a dude? How about that?
No, fuck that. Ooh. I don't do dudes.
So she knows.
Hey, J-Mac, you see that
spot? Go to the thing. Better bring up the videos.
It's a possibility, J-Mac.
No, there's no possibility. Listen, I am 40 years old. Two things that I have never done. I have never put my mouth on anybody's ass, mm-hmm. and I have never swallowed cum.
First time.
I will not do that shit.
Quarantine,
I'm sorry.
Quarantine 2020, baby. So, everything's a possibility.
So when do you plan on dying alone? Do you plan on dying alone, Chocolate Fantasy?
Why you say that?
Because you never did that either.
Because ain't nobody going to stay with nobody who's not swallowing cum at least once, my nigga. You going to...
Okay, so listen. Here's the thing, okay? I will suck it. I will suck your motherfucking soul out. I will even suck the cum out. It's just not going down my fucking throat.
All you got to do is hold the back of that motherfucking head when that bitch going throwing up. That motherfucker splatter on the back of her throat.
Whatever.
And you just hold her while she's squirming. Nigga, it's going to be a limit that's going to tip her down. I promise you. You hear that laugh? Be honest.
No. Nope.
That's the laugh of a motherfucker that just swallow a little bit.
Right.
Nigga, I'm telling you, it's not.
But lit drip.
Whatever.
But
anyway, so that's a joke. Back to the show.
Oh, really? Back to the show? So now we get to have our show since you bogarted this motherfucker. That's why I'm making it uncomfortable for you. That's why it's about to get uncomfortable for you. You jumped in the car, so now you part of it. So when was the last time you ate your pussy? Can we get it like a three-month date?
Yeah.
Like a quarter. What quarter? This quarter, last quarter, 2 quarters ago?
I did.
Pre-corona or post-corona?
a dollar quarter ago, nigga. Hey, we ain't did that. We don't participate in those type of actions.
So now you lying. On, so man. Now she lying at you. Both of y'all some fucking... Y'all are made for each other. Both of y'all lie.
I didn't say anything.
I told you.
It's his show. I'm letting him answer. It's his show. I'm letting him answer.
What? Hey, oh, now you're gonna let him answer.
Yeah. You know what? Good night, guys. I'm finna go in here and get this drink.
Look what J-Man put on. Look, that's how anything gonna be eating.
No, just like that.
One more time, J-Man. How that nigga be eating?
No, that nigga. It's about you.
Hey. I know. One time. Oh, no, nigga, that's a ball. That's a ball, nigga. That's a ball, nigga. I don't leave balls, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. I'm going to get my drink.
Hey, but French Red, sound like she dropped to me already. Hey, but French.
What? Whatever.
So, I'm sorry. Hey. Damn, look. J-Mac's stupid. But look. This nigga is wild.
Yep.
But Frenchie, so to the point where you were talking about me and you doing a COVID-19 tie, right? Hey, we got to find love, right?
First of all, Jay ain't even looking for no love.
What is he looking for?
He ain't looking for no love.
What's he looking for? The back?
What?
Blow somebody back out.
The back. I'm talking about, is he looking for the back?
I think so. He Jay too old to be doing the shit he's still doing, but he ain't looking for nothing.
You know
you look.
You still doing it with him?
Hey, look,
you older than him and doing it with him.
Chocolate Fantasy.
No, I'm not doing it with him.
Hold on, Chocolate Fantasy. Do you know that he has to take pills to keep his dick hard? Did you know he's doing that before y'all have sex?
Why are you dry snitching, man?
Well, and I use Nair.
So I don't know about them pills or nothing like that, but
it stays hard.
Well, you can't get nothing from the pills, so you stay.
I catch them unexpected times, and it be rock hard. So I don't know.
Hey, okay. And
maybe with them other girls.
Have I ever pulled it out on you? I ain't never pulled it out on you. Have
a wait a minute. She said the problem ain't. She said the problem ain't your thing. She said it's the mother traveling hoes you fucking with.
Yeah,
it could be.
Listen, I done rolled up on him at work while he is working, like serving clients, and you know
she said pull out. Let me taste that.
Ain't nobody said that. But I'm just saying, like, I looked it up.
Hey,
I don't think he popping pills.
No, he is.
I do pop pills.
Oh, okay, what
do you think? He take him like a vitamin regimen. Right. That's why he was ready.
You stay ready.
He can take it like a workout.
And he can take one a day.
You got the Monday through Friday pill popper thing.
Right.
I'm at that declining age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know.
Hey.
You
said so look, while we're on the cusp, French, you done derailed French shit. Do you have a problem with your guy shaving? Yeah, I know. Manscaping.
Not shaving, getting it waxed.
Yeah, waxed with Brazilians.
Or we both share a thing of nair. Just squeeze it out and put in your hand.
I wouldn't have a problem with that if he did it.
With a Brazilian wax? A nigga goes to the salon and gets a Brazilian wax.
I mean, he just might want to keep it nice and fresh down there.
Around his butthole, too.
A razor can do the same.
Nobody shaving that with a razor? On the booty?
Yeah, same. No, not the booty hole. Not the booty hole.
If you say with a razor, then you just got to get your girl to do it. No, you can't do that shit by yourself.
Your throwback is gonna itch.
Yeah,
you can get a special pair of trimmers for that area, and it'll take it all
the
way low.
The fuck are we talking about?
You sound like you're very, you know a lot of expertise on that.
Yeah, I know about that.
How you got an expertise on the booty shaving?
Not booty shaving.
I personally do not use a razor, and I'm still a punk. I have never gotten a Brazilian. However.
Oh, so you just got that 5 o'clock shadow on deck. Yeah, because if you ain't using a razor or no Brazilian wax,
listen, I'm telling you, my trimmers get it so low. Let me
see that shit.
Number one guard.
What guard you use? What guard you use? Number one.
French Reggie.
It's no guard.
Blend. You use a blend?
No guard.
Let me see if you got a COVID-19 grow bag.
That left taper.
That not like it's wax.
Oh, that
right.
Like it wax.
Thank
that,
you.
So, oh, yeah. Show the camera.
Okay.
She just showed you her pussy just moved.
Show the camera.
She just showed you her pussy. We got to pause.
No. I just want some answers, Jay Smooth.
Yeah.
Did she just show you her pussy on the camera?
Yeah.
On the cell phone. Okay. So my second question is, you just got pictures of your pussy in your camera?
So she said what? Hey, so first hey, of all, so no, what do no. you think? Hey, we women, they want me to be sending pussy pics like
first
this.
First of all, it wasn't
you my just had pussy it on. I mean, you see how quick she got to that pussy pic?
It was top.
Is it in its own folder?
It was first.
Yeah, she got a whole folder. This shit is recent. Listen, so she just sent the nigga a pussy pic doing COVID-19. Yeah, beat off to this nigga.
First of all, social distancing. No, that wasn't even that kind of picture. That wasn't even a beat off pussy picture. It was just showing the top part where it gets the where it gets it down really low. And if
No. We ain't top shaving only. That anybody can get that old pelvic area clean. You got to get that other stuff. Like, what you want? You wanted to kiss there?
Well, no, I'm saying it wasn't. I wasn't showing a picture of all of that. I was.
You got a wet dry? You got a wet dry razor?
No, I don't use a razor at all.
It ain't working. If you ain't got a wet dry, then is it wet or dry?
I use the trimmers. I'm telling you.
J-Mac, that motherfucker didn't even like to have. Hey, J-Mac.
You don't have a wet dry. Is it wet or dry?
He said, is your pussy wet or dry?
What you mean, like the inside of it? What you mean?
Where you shaving?
I'm using trimmers. It's dry. I'm using trimmers. It is dry.
J-Mac. Her shit, it didn't even look like it had stubbles, nigga. I was just
I'm smart. Telling you, listen. It's
y'all want
to
see?
Yeah. Send it to the show email.
Nigga, everybody else is going to porn. Just act like it's a porn pic, nigga.
It's not that kind of picture, though.
Hey, TikTok, nigga, I show that motherfucker like this, nigga, be like this. Bam, here she go.
Matter of fact, look, we can crop this part right there. Look at that.
She want to show y'all.
We're setting them out.
We won't be live. Okay, let's see what we got.
That means it's not recording for the. It's only gonna be that one time only, the live time.
South Africa don't believe you. South Africa is like, that's bullshit.
You and your scuba ain't got scared real quick,
right?
Fuck that. I don't believe
it. The confidence is not the same.
Hey, be honest. Hold on. Let me take a picture of this shit, because that might be somebody else's shit.
No, you know what? Okay. Anyway, we're trying to help.
Someone said put it in the Slack for privacy.
Huh?
Somebody said put it in the Slack for privacy. I had to put it
in the Slack name.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I respect that. That means only the right people would know. Only the right people would know.
Prince, we're trying to fuck motherfuckers doing COVID-19, but they talking about social distancing, right? So have you found that women are coming out of the woodworks during this time, Prince?
They're down, man. They're down, especially if they're like in a 25-mile radius. You good. They'll let you come through or you can come. You good. It's perfect. Prince, you can spend a whole day with them. It's actually a smooth process.
So wait a minute, you guys are fucking women right now, and during COVID, y'all are going to people's houses and laying in the bed with them, no mask, no gloves, straight fucking.
Nigga, fuck that. You nigga, look, fuck that motherfucker like this. I'm practicing motherfucking social. Yeah, if you got a short dick, you can't practice social distancing. But if you got a long one on, you can practice social distancing. Hey, so I'm putting my mask on. I'm like, I ain't touch you. I got the gloves on. Hey, look, I ain't even gonna breathe on you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm doing. Be honest.
So you're
I don't know about friends.
Yo, it's
both of you guys are fucking really women safe, right now.
If you think about it.
Yeah. Are they still selling gas?
You too, be honest.
Hey, look, this is the best time to go fuck somebody right now, be honest. Hey, look, not y'all married. Gas prices are down. So, French, what you talking about? 25-mile radius. Fuck that. Nigga, I saw the cheapest you put regular in your tank. I saw the cheapest gas price, nigga, what? $1.23 You can drive to the border of Georgia, my nigga.
But what I'm saying is you're
held up on E from E to full under $18.
Yeah.
Dang. So you don't feel like it's your responsibility to stay out of people's beds until we've flattened the curve?
No, fuck that. I'm telling them, I walk
that's
through the door.
You should be doing.
No, hey, fuck that. Hey, I'm walking through the door. If you want to wash my car. I'll let you spray me down like so I go get in your shower. I'll wash up. Now I'm clean.
So
now we can do whatever you want to do.
So are y'all kissing?
Mm-mm.
No kissing?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't kiss.
I look at it this way.
Let me ask at it this way. When he ate the cootie, he only kissed those lips?
First of all, any activity that we may have indulged in was pre-corona. So
what that matter? It doesn't matter right whether now, right that now, has nothing to do whether now. Or not y'all kiss.
Right now, you in the car so with all your sexual partners.
Nobody's talking to me.
She ain't talking about me, though. She's talking about if she had did
right,
something.
Right now,
always cold in the flu season.
Right now, she's sitting in the car with all of your sexual partners.
Oh, we run train.
Oh,
hey, I do run train with the show.
Okay, but still, like look, we're not exchanging any.
Chocolate fantasy.
Don't put us in the same.
Hold on, I got a question. No,
hey, for tragedy, I mean, you're the only option. And he put you. He said he was gonna set her out, and then you ain't even down. You like he just said, I'm gonna train with the show. That's obviously talking about you, and you look scared.
Chocolate fantasy. Chocolate
scared, right?
Chocolate fantasy. Have you ever met his uncle?
I don't know about no trains and all that other stuff. I don't be sharing
that.
Have
you ever met his uncle?
You don't have to share
the
dick.
What did you say? You said what?
Yeah, he's stupid.
Have you ever met his uncle?
Oh, no, I don't know his uncle.
Oh, not yet.
Have you ever met French Reggie's sister?
Yo, come on.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I mean, Uncle vouch for smooth, sis vouch for you, bro. I'm trying to
pay you. Hey, and the crazy part about it, I got a mask to match all my drawers when I go to their house too. So I'm in straight uniform. I'm a motherfucking no. Just like y'all put on y'all lingerie, I got a mask on that match my boxes. All type of.
I'm gonna tell you right now. She gotta go because all of that laughing she doing is not that funny. It's whatever not. You saying ain't that funny, and that's she doing too much gas.
Come on.
She gotta go.
It's about to be
she gotta go. That, matching draws in that. That so, wasn't belly roar
so,
laugh.
So chocolate fantasy. One last question before you go. Are you so? Are you saying you're? It's a no go for French Reggie?
Is that why we can't see?
Is what?
Are you saying it's a no go for French Reggie?
Yeah. Since what's going on?
A no go for what now?
For French Reggie. He's trying to break 30.
This guy right here.
He's trying to break 30.
The dark guy.
He's trying to. Okay, I'm sorry. He's trying to do what now?
He's trying to break 30. He hasn't had sex with 30 women yet. He's trying to break 30. Are you willing to be a participant?
Yo, come on. We've been broke 30.
You willing to teach a youngster?
I'm too old to be wasting pussy. But I know a couple of girls might be into it.
How's that wasting pussy?
That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. Step up.
She said it'd be a waste.
How you
wouldn't know
pussy?
What to do with it. Just wasting.
Yeah, how's that wasting pussy?
No, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is. No,
that's what I'm saying. Like, what you mean?
No, all I'm saying is at this time, I don't want to engage in any casual sex. That's all.
Why? So, why not?
Would you let him? Hey, Reggie, show her your teeth.
Call your sister, Reggie. Call your sister.
There you go. Look at his teeth. Would you look at his teeth? You let him eat them teeth on your box?
No.
You're not wasting head.
What?
Damn, she ain't giving shit. Wait, some shit, huh?
So here's the thing. I would prefer not to have any type of relations with anybody affiliated with Jay in any way or form.
So you keep make sure you have a chance.
Oh, so you don't want to be like that.
Is it because you have
on the crew?
Yeah. I completely understand. You don't want to be a homie hopper.
Well, that too. Plus, Jay, is like in love with me and stuff, and I don't want it to, cause any friction between y'all.
No, but understand
that's fine.
This.
It'll be worth it. It's cool. I can handle Jay. Like, if he's like, that's nothing.
Understand this first.
Understand this first.
Before you start denying everybody on the show, it's the opposite way. Jay got herpes on his lip. And so if he didn't eat your box, don't nobody go, ain't nobody on the show following behind that dude. Of
J-Mac.
A soda, a coochie, J-Mac. A burger.
I'm going to beat your ass, J-Mac. Don't be putting that bullshit out there, J-Mac.
Dang, you like Usher? I'm going to start calling you Usher.
Hey, don't be putting that bullshit out there.
Usher. Just like Usher. Hey,
Larry Bird, for sure. It's too late now. Y'all both got it. Y'all might as well get together.
put y'all phones together and watch it turn green.
J-Mac, she said that Smooth love her. Tell her what I tell all the women.
We don't know what you tell the women.
She don't know.
Fuck me and I watch your kids.
I don't know.
What do you
call your kids niece?
I love all the women.
You love them all? Okay.
I tell them all my love. Day one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. French. I'm going to hook you up with somebody she know, okay? I'm going to put you down. We're going to break 30, 2020, COVID-19.
Y'all gonna fuck in the same room? Black.com style? You and Jay Smooth and him in French Reggie and your friend.
Jay Smooth will not be touching me, period.
Why is he with you right now? Like you already letting me know that after the show, things about to get busy. You don't have to front no more. Okay,
we're going to make a whole new topic. Why do women act like they not fucking niggas when everybody know they'll let that nigga get the fucking pussy? That's going to be a topic.
Pretty much.
And it should be.
Because the only person in here thinks that Jay Smooth can't fuck is you.
First of all, Jay Smooth will. Okay.
Hey.
Let me.
She's stuttering, J Man.
No, because I'm trying to see how. You know, the little other viewers be looking and chiming in and shit, keeping an eye on you. So I'm just trying to get the right thing.
Don't protect him. He got to keep his hoes in check.
No, Jay Smooth, it's a wrap. It's a wrap with us. Period.
Right. It was fun while it lasted.
So you go, okay.
So why is he with you right now?
101 like you just about the code of the street and about snitching and dry snitching and not. You can't say, hey, I'm not finna say something because this XYZ and then say what you saying. Right. No one that has no credibility. We just know that you said that shit because his viewers be listening. His viewers. Or watch.
Oh, my bad. I did that wrong?
Yeah, white boy Rick.
Yeah, there's nobody believing that shit.
Dang.
Good detective to have your ass in jail.
Alrighty.
Well, that's why I don't do anything bad. Because I, you know.
She done came in fucking derailed our fucking time.
The whole show.
Did she have a key to your car? Did she got a key to your fucking car?
Nigga, I left the door open.
Nah, like, your punk ass went ahead.
He saw me, he let me in. Absolutely.
So, are you stalking him, or is this just a coincidence?
I thought I was going to get some dome.
First of all, no. We out here. I'm finna go in Eddie's place and fix some drinks, and then he finna come out here and help us with this salon.
We get you two more drinks. I'm gonna get some COVID.
You ain't getting.
Whoa, wait. Hold on. We got a topic here. We actually have a topic. So, you work in a salon, and you're open?
No, we're not open. We are preparing to open. We have not decided what day we'll be opening as of yet.
But what are you thinking? How soon are you thinking?
She put her professional voice in. I like it.
It'll probably at least be another 2 weeks to see how this curve go with, you know, the reopening last week.
So what precautions are you guys planning to take for yourselves and for your customers? What ideas do y'all have to keep this?
So one, we will be taking temperatures at the door. You will not be allowed inside of the salon if you are not being serviced. We will only be accepting one client at a time. We and the clients must wear masks. The employees will have face shields. We'll be using disposable capes. And
wash the sink out after every use?
Yeah, just extra, you know, sanitizing.
That sounds like y'all shouldn't open yet.
How many calls, you shouldn't just open yet? No, we're not open yet. Jay Smooth wants to know,
can you take his temperature? All of that, you still not open.
Jay Smooth wants to know, can you take his temperature rectally?
No. You know.
Yeah, I do like the meat milk.
You know, shut the hell up. No. So we haven't decided when we're going to open yet, but I mean, those are the precautions that we're going to take. Even if we don't open until June or July, like, those are still the precautions we're going to take until this settles some.
You want to put your thing in
how many calls?
Okay,
you
got to
get kicked out.
Huh?
how many coughs before you get kicked out? Like, if I'm in the chair and I'll be like, how many before I, you got to be like, hey, you got to leave?
Nigga, you got one cough in my chair.
I got allergies.
Nah. Get it? Well, you
don't bring them to the store. I hear you.
Hey, you better bring your doctor. You know.
So when you're doing the hair, I'm assuming you're going to be wearing gloves, right?
I will not be wearing gloves. Here's the misconception with gloves, right? Uh-oh. A lot of people feel like they should be wearing gloves. It's going to keep them safer, but they don't realize the cross-contamination that the gloves bring. And me personally, I don't like the gloves.
Neither does, be honest.
So let's care with gloves.
Yeah, I don't fuck with gloves.
Stupid.
So,
what the fuck you found all these shit?
So let's say you take all these precautions, but because you're doing someone's hair and you just caught the corona through the hair, like,
see, this is like, you got a sister. His sister told him that it's still in the poop, so he think it's everywhere.
Yeah,
I just feel like if somebody got it, somebody got it.
No, if somebody got corona and you touch their hair, you're not gonna get it. Like, it's airborne. Like, are you licking their hair? Like, what are you doing?
I think that the idea though is,
let's say you touch their hair and then you pass your, and then you touch your forehead because you was sweating a little bit. You know, let's say you just.
I think the idea is that we don't fully understand all the details and the attributes that come along with how to catch it, how to get it, how to spread it. We're still kind of learning that, even though we've had it for a while now. I think we're still learning. So it's scary. I mean, I don't know. I'm an essential worker, so I've been at work this whole time. I haven't got a chance to stay home. So we've been out there doing it every day. But, you know, I'm just wondering when people are going to start.
Thank you for your service. Stores.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome.
Well, you know what? Listen, at the end of the day, let me tell you, the only thing we can do is, one, stay prayed up, and two, make sure you boost your immune system, because at the end of the day, God created our bodies to heal itself. If we are putting the right minerals and nutrients in our bodies, even if we get corona, we should be able to fight it. So just do those two things, and you just gotta, you know, just kind of leave the rest up to God, actually.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
J Mac, you got a long ass finger. What
did you do with the finger?
That nigga be biting his nails.
He's saying that because you're talking about God. You're talking about God, and that's a crock of shit. But he wants me to say that to you. But hey,
oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, God, your higher power, whatever it is you believe in, the universe,
God got you. Whatever, right. God, hey, look, God got led you to J Smooth. Now, what happened?
No, he probably
ain't nothing but the devil. That was nothing but the devil.
Right.
and I bless my child.
What?
I look at her. You see that look? How she look at me?
Hey, J-Mac. I saw the look, J-Mac. I'm with you.
No, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what does that mean?
Wow.
J-Mac, that's okay. That look.
Hey,
wait, hold up.
Hey, CF. Yeah. Is his dome game, what would you give his dome game on a scale of 1 to 10? What kind of head does Jay Smooth give?
I ain't going to lie.
I don't even do that shit.
About a 20?
I don't even do that shit.
A 20?
But I mean,
wow!
But you're saying, so it sounds like,
how did you get a 20?
But you
so obviously that he ate the pussy better than anybody ever in your life.
Ever?
Yeah. He broke the scale. It was from 1 to 10. He went to 20. The scale is gone.
What do you got to do to get a 20? That's what I want to know.
Okay, so this
hey,
is
okay. Hey, this is, you, hey, I'm gonna tell you what you
no,
get
no,
the motherfuckers.
Let me just fill her in.
Oh my god, you scared me.
Hey, you get them motherfuckers right. You get them motherfuckers running on their back. That's how you do that shit.
Let me just fill her in on something. CF, let me just tell you something right now. So if you, all that shit you've been talking up until this point, right, about what J Smooth can't, could, won't, none of that. If a motherfucker ever,
right.
I don't give it no more. If a motherfucker hit a 20 at a 10, there ain't never no more. There's never a not no more. Do you not understand that? There's always next time. If a nigga get a 20 out of 10, he can come back whenever the fuck he want to.
Yeah.
No. And you didn't know.
So listen,
no.
The only person that don't know that right here is you. If you really believe that. Those two things don't add up. A nigga can't be a 20.
Listen, I've turned down the 20, okay? Trust me, I have.
You can't already. Just, how many 20s you got? Oh, now you got hella 20s?
You got 19s everywhere.
No, I'm talking about this nigga. I'm talking about this nigga.
Oh, it ain't a 20 then. You one of the two things ain't, you lying. One of the two things don't match.
No, so you know what?
A 20 out of 10 gets it whenever the 20.
Is that Matt?
That would be a whole nother show, but we ain't gonna go there. But trust me, there's a reason for that.
Is that Matt?
Oh, you
got an outbreak? I'm coming to Friday.
Shut the fuck up, J-Mag, that bullshit. Oh, raggedy lip ass nigga.
Hey,
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. They fucking derail the show, man.
Sometimes you run out of a breather, you know, nigga, you out of a breather. What up, Neil?
D, what happened?
What's going on, man?
I'm going to get the stage name. What's the stage
Be honest,
name?
J-Mag and French Reggie.
Jay, what's happening?
What up, man?
So, Fred, what's happening, man?
Frederick, what's good, bro? What's good?
French Frederick.
You call a nigga
Frederick. He call a nigga Frederick.
My hearing bad, man. Military.
He do look like a young Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass high head off.
Shout out to
Hey, appreciate it. Hey, they had it musty up in this bitch.
It smelled like pussy in there.
It was just hot and steamy up in this motherfucker. I don't know what's going on. Too much weight up in here.
Hey, that swoop bang, bro. If she was the...
Go, keep going, J-Mac.
Hey, so, hey, my thing is... Looking at Eddie, man, it made me want to come by there because they say you can't trust a skinny cook, and nigga, I can trust you.
hey, and the crazy part about it is, J Mac, he been
talking all that noise. Did they ever show up? They ain't never show up, did they?
Nope. Man, stop that! You been playing. You keep playing.
About J Mac throwing up. Hey, be honest. How many times did you invite J Mac somewhere before he finally showed up?
About five or six.
He was there last time when he had his other girlfriend. Not the girl that was just in the car with him, but the other chick that was there when he had that other chick that was there too. He had two chicks there that night when we was there. You had his baby. Didn't you have a baby mama and a live in? I forget what you had going on that night, J Smooth. Yeah, but you don't remember me being there?
Yeah. You right. You know what, J Mac? You did come.
Told you.
You did come. That was. But J-Mac, that nigga don't cook. He just a sampler. He sample everything that come out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure shit right. The camera put 10 pounds on you, though.
Oh, I'm going to tell you like she said. You sitting down. So that's what it is. You sitting down. It's that chair. That chair put about 15 pounds on whoever sit there. And it enlarged your forehead. It's the chair.
Yeah. Wow, where the fuck are we?
This nigga got corona.
He do. He can't even laugh. When you can't laugh and choke, yeah. You got corona.
You know what? That might be that shit. Hey, French Reggie was talking about doing COVID-19. Hey, you find women coming out of Woodward's doing COVID-19?
Oh yeah.
So wait a minute. Yeah, now you fucking a lot too during COVID?
No, what's going on is these motherfuckers about to commit suicide. A lot of them talk about how their life ain't what it was supposed to be. And sitting that out too much. Hey, I just say lift it so we can save lives, too. Because I got a lot of calls talking about, man, this ain't what I seen coming. And I just need everybody to be safe out here. So if it's going to be a partial lift, get some of these ladies out of the house. Because they seeing themselves in their natural light. The hair ain't done, nails ain't done, and they seeing why they single. So, yeah, it's a lot of phone calls being made, but no traveling.
Okay. And they realize they have no hobbies. So it's like they're bored.
Thank you.
Yeah, they don't have nothing to put their mind into. Breathe. You know?
It's some motherfuckers on a dating website talking about, I never thought I'd be on some shit like this. COVID-19 bring a lot of shit out to make you reflect.
What website is that, Smooth?
Somebody was telling me, I don't know, Bumble or something. Uh-huh.
Somebody was telling you.
Yeah, homeboy that told you about Bumble. Bumble's the new Tinder.
Yeah, Hey, but I'm for real though. I mean, you hear the conversation, and you know what? I need to find some chicks and just get them recorded on some of the, so they can talk about this shit during this time. Because I'm gonna tell you, it's amazing what COVID-19 has done to a lot of these chicks out here. Fucking a matter of what we going on, what, 4 or 5 weeks now, and these motherfuckers is having to be. Have to sit in the house. One, you can't go to the restaurant. You can't go to the mall. You can't go to a goddamn restaurant. Only thing, your only excitement is running to a grocery store or going for a walk, right? Hey, they ain't really trying to fuck with dude like that, but they really want to fuck with a dude. You know what I'm saying? So they just try to rekindle, reach back out to old motherfuckers or whatever, the ones that they did trust. And some of them just going out on a limb and meeting new guys. So you know what I'm saying? And so shit like that.
You're running your mouth, man. How many bitches have you fucked since COVID started? Be for real.
Be honest, since this is being recorded, since this is actually going recorded, hey, allegedly. I ain't even going to put a number
in. Allegedly, how many women recorded? This is just live. It ain't recorded.
This is just live, but it's being recorded. Live and recorded, same thing. Yeah.
No. That's the barbecue man. Why you ask him? He looked back at him. It's like live and recording.
If it's not about fighting police officers or cooking barbecue or running that business, that's all we need to know about.
Hey, but look, you asked the barbecue guy because I slain meat. You feel me? So,
oh wow,
I'm a professional. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, J-Mac. So now I got a good homeboy. He didn't knock about 4 or 5, you know what I'm saying, 4, 5, 6 of them down during this COVID-19.
Right. I'm saying that this ain't recorded, man. That's all I was saying.
So look, Eddie, I got a question for you, man. I know what you're talking about. Eddie, I got a question for you, homie. So are you one of the guys? Are you one of the guys that ran a devil's threesome with Smooth?
Bust down. You ever had a bust down with Smooth?
It's a long answer, man. We've been friends for quite a long time, and when we was younger, we did some, you know, we did some crazy stuff.
Okay.
So that's a yes.
Yeah, okay.
I respect that.
Mm-hmm. I respect that.
So, did you need to know details about it or anything like that? Have anybody on the panel never experienced a threesome?
I mean, have you? Did you notice?
Really, I'm glad you called it that.
Did you
tell
you about the threesome?
So I didn't hear who has and who hasn't.
No, it said you had a threesome with a man before.
I had a threesome with a man.
I mean, yeah, it don't sound right.
It's exactly what happened. What are you talking about? It was you called it a threesome,
right?
And it was
you, right, another man and a woman.
That's a threesome with a man.
Yeah.
No, it's a man and two women.
No. Those are two women right there.
Not in their case.
In their case.
Not the bust down.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, y'all be, it be two men?
Yeah, men and a woman. That sounds about right.
So you've had a threesome with a man before. I got you. Okay.
I like the way you said that shit, Neil.
Yeah.
Neil, put the chest on the stomach.
If you really look at it, it's like making a perfect snack, like an Oreo.
Nah.
You see what I'm saying? You got to have crunch, softness, and a little crunch.
There's a pause in there.
Okay, so I have a question. So if a woman do it with two men, like, does that make her a hoe?
That make her a perfect snack.
Don't listen to him.
That is not my name.
She don't understand. And see, and I think she needs a little education on dudes. I think she thinks she know more about dudes than she really do.
Yeah.
I do not pretend to know anything about y'all crazy motherfuckers. I do not pretend. No. I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to tell you right now, the stuff that you are pretending to know, like the fact that you won't fuck Jay Smooth. No. The fact that you act like you won't fuck Jay Smooth, that shit right there, no one believes you.
Okay, well, that's fine.
And not even you, though. Because again, if he's a 20
out of 10, no,
it doesn't make sense. Any 20 no, out of 10.
We were talking about head, not sex.
Okay, come on.
Okay, so then what is sex then? Where is sex 1 to 10?
Okay, so first of all, who said we have sex?
You did. You said you wrote it and it was hard.
No, I never said.
You said it got hard. You didn't need no pills. Yes, she said no. You didn't need no pills.
No. Yeah, but that don't mean we had sex. It got hard in my presence.
That's because she.
Do you call your pussy your presence?
Hold on, baby. No, she do that shit when she look at your sweats. You know, like I wear gray sweat. So she look at my gray sweats and be like, "Wow, look, okay, I see the
dress." Okay, so look, y'all have never had sex.
School your homegirl.
Come on, man.
Can I school your homegirl again? Because this is the thing. Ain't no dude. Put the camera on her spoon. Put the camera on her spoon.
We running Genie right now.
No. Put the camera on her spoon so I could see her face. So let me tell you right now. No dude's going to sit there and eat your pussy for a 20 out of 10 and then let you just walk away.
Okay. If you say so.
You would not let the dude walk away. You as
right,
woman,
that's what I'm saying. Why would you want to walk away? You wouldn't want to see what the rest do? Come on, man. You know you sound silly, right?
I mean, it is what it is.
So you the only girl that thinks a 20 on the mouth don't lead to nothing else.
That nigga can't get no more good behind. That nigga can't dance.
No, I'm not saying. So what?
He can't dance. Is that what it is? His rhythm is off.
I don't know about how he dance. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh wait, we do go dance sometimes. He got some pretty good moves.
So do you prefer straight or crooked?
Hook, definitely.
So here we go.
We need to flatten the curve. We need to flatten this motherfucker.
I used to be married to a man with a hook. That's how I know about the hook. I used to be married to
him. Okay.
I'm going to work.
So you saying that you don't know that you just happen to not know that this nigga shit do that too, huh?
Well, that's the show.
How the hell do you know that?
No, I know he has one because one, y'all know Jay will pull it out.
Hold up, Jay will pull it out anyway. Go back to Nell. Flip it back to Nell. Don't even
you
try
was
me.
Y'all talking over each other. We can't hear everybody.
Just said you had a fucking devil's threesome with this dude, so you know you seen his dick within inches.
So what you saying, are you saying you didn't see his dick? Don't put me all the way on there. Give me my threesome. That I be a fat little motherfucker on that screen. God damn. I was like, who is the nigga? But then I saw the room and shit. That's a real God damn. They had the whole camera on me. I'm up there looking like a walrus. That was the question.
I was going to even let you off the hook. You didn't have to answer. But I know that if they had to put an APB out of that nigga's dick, the first person we come into for a sketch is you.
Why is that? Because have you been in the threesome?
You seen it.
So hold on. Have you been in a threesome with another guy?
No.
You lying. I see the smirk on your face.
I like how niggas that have been fucking inches away from other niggas dicks for every night to be like
that. When you watch it on porn and you watching those two dudes bang out a girl, was you watching the dudes or the girl?
The girl.
Tell me, you do watch porn for the man dick, right? You like to watch guys with big dick for slim dick. Tell him, nigga.
Listen.
Tell him you watch. If they ain't got no big dick, you ain't watching it.
No.
Right?
I can't watch no little dick porn, no.
Oh my God. So then if you was in a threesome, you'll be watching to see if this nigga got a little dick up in
it. Yeah. You were. So there's no skipping you.
And now you feel like I'm not performing with you.
Now about 3 feet away from that dick again.
Hey.
So not only
look, you see let me tell you how real
once I watch it, I'm done.
You ain't gonna let me talk. I know this is a show, man, but you ain't gonna let me talk. I'm just saying, I've been in a real live threesome, and I still ain't seen no dicks in it. She was tooted. No dick.
Right, so how did
tooted?
So wait a minute, now. Eddie, hold on one second.
Yeah.
I happen to know for a fact that one time Jay Smooth was spread eagle. I don't know. This nigga was holding his ankles.
No.
That wasn't you.
Once again, I ain't seen no dick. I saw a nigga's leg.
He was holding his legs open with his. He was holding his ankles.
Yeah, his legs were falling. Once you see something where his legs, you see a nigga's legs, and you realize like these hairy ass legs in the air from east to west, you stop looking. But you looking at her like, what is she doing blowing in his ass? You see what I'm saying? Then I still not seeing no dick.
Yeah, I got you.
Something they match it up. Everybody that sit in that chair turned into a liar. So, either he got the big bread basket that's unavoidable that, you know, what do you call it, Jay Smooth? The snake, I don't know, whatever you call that motherfucker, but you swear that motherfucker is unavoidable. I can't understand why another nigga's about fucking 3 feet away from it and can't see this motherfucker for nothing. He ain't seen this bitch.
I don't look at dicks.
You were in the room with the dick. What are you talking about?
Right.
You can smell that dick. That dick was close enough for you to smell.
Ew. Like, you getting real good. You sure you ain't been in your home?
If you were only a head and shoulder length, a torso length away from his dick, you were close enough to smell that dick.
But you never been in a threesome. You think we both laying on her or doing stuff like that at the same time?
So are you watching him? You cheerleading? You got to be doing something, man.
I'm getting head, and he getting his rocks off. Then we switch. But I'm not looking at no dicks. it's impossible. I'm telling you.
You would go to jail with this defense.
No. I promise you. I'm a professional.
You're going to jail with this defense. You're like, I didn't know he had a gun. I didn't know he was, I was just driving. I didn't know he had a pound of weed in the car. No, you going to jail.
You've been on First 48 before, huh? You looking for something that ain't there, bro. I'm not confessing this.
Physics.
Lock me up. I saw this nigga standing there naked before and still ain't seen his dick.
See? You know what I'm saying?
Right. For real, I can see this nigga naked, and I'm keeping my eyes on his eyes because I'm not looking at another man.
He ain't like how French was looking at that man across the room in the gym, and he saw his penis. He straight staring at it, say, "Man, that guy got a little weenie."
That's just a weird stance to have. If you're willing to be in a room naked and have sex with the other dude, but you're so adverse to seeing what his fucking dick look like, come on, that seems a little weird.
Everybody to side with you, nigga, because you a print dick watcher.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? Over and over, you only watch porn, not for the women they fucking, you watching to see for big dicks. You get turned on by the big dicks, and you probably jack off to them.
Sure. Why are you getting so defensive now? Because he said he didn't see your dick.
What else we got?
Are you mad?
What else we got? What else we got?
He didn't see your dick. Okay, gosh, why are you getting mad about it?
Next fucking topic, nigga. French. You see how they derailed our shit? Man, I apologize for this
we
shit.
How we derailed it? Are you kidding?
Yeah. I'm sorry about that guy, French. Hey, that was a good one too, Fred. We're gonna have to get us some of these chicks on the show, man, and just record them and just play some of that shit back. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to do that for this COVID. Ask them, is it okay? I'm gonna have to do that.
We can see.
Are we done, y'all?
I I think so.
All right, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go to the website, raresignings.com, where you can check out this show and all of our shows, including the archives. But you have to know, if you are not a premium subscriber, you will not get to those archives. It's only $5 a month, and you can get the first 7 days free if you go to glow.fm/rare. Anything else, guys? What else we got?
That's it, man.
Stay safe, guys. Stay safe.
Yeah, stop hey. Spreading corona during fucking corona time.
Fuck that shit. Hey, I think opposite. Spread your motherfucking leg during COVID-19 time. If you single out there and you want some, make your mind up. Just spray that nigga down with Lysol, put him in the shower, and then do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I support it. Why not you?
End the show, Smooth.
Hey, listeners, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. We're going to keep bringing the nonsense because we realize sometimes not only do y'all need to laugh, but J-Mac be lying. He watched dicks. We out here. Hey, yeah.
No, we're not out of here yet. I want you to feel uncomfortable. I want you to be uncomfortable for fucking up the ending. Are you uncomfortable?
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.